Here's a thought I'll title, No Visible Difference, and perhaps I can use a subtitle, Megapixel Agnostic. The other day, I was watching a YouTube reviewer talking about the new Panasonic camera that is a full-frame 44-megapixel camera. And this reviewer made a comment that sort of slipped past me, and then when I caught up with it, it struck me as being pretty profound. He was commenting on the fact that Panasonic at 44 megapixels did not have the same 60 megapixel as, I guess, the Sony or the Nikon or the Canon, whoever else who's zeroed in on 60 megapixels. And he made the statement that he can't see any difference, none, between 44 megapixels and 60 megapixels. Although he said, you know, in theory, maybe I could crop more. But my thought was, if you have to crop that severely, there's other issues involved besides the difference between a 44 megapixel and a 60 megapixel camera. But that got me thinking even more, because I'm working on a small project that'll probably include 15 or so finished images. And curiously enough, about half of these images were shot with a 16 megapixel camera, one of my older ones, and the other half using a 20 megapixel camera. And I'm making 13 by 19 inch prints, which means that the 20 megapixel camera is printing at 300 ppi, and the 16 megapixel camera is printing at, calculated, 255 ppi. And just like this reviewer comparing the large megapixel cameras, I can't see any difference between these two sets of prints that I'm working on. 16 megapixels and 20 megapixels, at least in a 13 by 19 print, don't appear to be visually different at all. Now, if I made larger prints, okay, maybe. And I know a lot of you out there have 30-inch printers or 42-inch printers or whatever they are. And so you need all the megapixels you can get because those are huge prints. But I don't make huge prints, and I suspect a lot of you listening to this don't make huge prints. I'm perfectly happy with a 13 by 19 inch print, and in recent memory, the largest prints I've made have been 17 by 22 because that was the limitations of the printer I owned at the time, was 17 inch. Now, the printer I've been carrying with me in the trailer for these last several years is smaller than that. It's a 13 inch printer, and I'm perfectly happy with the prints. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that we need to really think carefully about how many megapixels we actually need, and not let the manufacturer's obvious push for more and more megapixels influence our purchasing decisions unless we actually need all those megapixels. And as I've mentioned before, 20 megapixels is more than enough to produce a book, more than enough to have an image reproduced in a magazine, and you could probably even push a 20 megapixel camera to 17 by 22 inch prints, because that would work out that you were printing with 240 pixels per inch, which again is plenty for almost every photograph you could possibly want to make. I know the manufacturers are always pushing megapixels, and the obvious question is why. Well, it's because it's something they can do from a manufacturing point of view that allows them to charge more and more for a camera, because it sounds better to have 60 megapixels versus 44 megapixels, or 44 megapixels versus 24 megapixels, etc. It's one number that they can market very successfully. It's much more difficult to market the things we probably actually need, like simpler menu systems, Wi-Fi and GPS capabilities, larger buffers, compressed RAW files. I could probably think of another dozen or more features that would make a difference, but they're more difficult to market than just the megapixel race. So it's worth doing a little math, and even more worth doing a little visual testing, like I did, to discover whether or not you can see any difference in your prints that come from a 16 megapixel camera, or a 20, or a 24, or a 30, or a 44. Or I'm sure there are plans in the works for a 1,000-megapixel camera. It's only a matter of time. And, of course, money.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.